Near FM presents Jammy Dodgers, written by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the program contains strong language. Hey guys, didn't realize you were having lunch now.
Hey guys, did I not text you?
No, Mike. Must have forgotten.
Sit down. We were just discussing Potsdam.
Mike thinks we have to share rooms. He's open to share with Big Boss Man.
No, there's no sharing.
I didn't say that. I was just saying that I think Ivor and I would be good roomies.
Would you dress each other?
You already dress like him. These little bow ties, very Ivor, no?
No.
Bet you know what type of underwear he wears.
No, Yaz, I don't.
I always imagined him wearing tidy whities. You know, those tight knickers grabbing everything.
Non, pas du tout. He's a boxer shorts man. Let it all hang loose.
I think boxer briefs gotta support the family jewels at his age.
Low-rise briefs, Monday to Friday, G-string at the weekend when he goes wild.
Guys, come on.
Off to Berghain and nothing but his mankini.
Oh, speak of the devil. Ivor's messaging me. Right, back to work with the lots of yous. I'm joking. Stay as long as you want. What do I care?
Stay with me, my love. I hope you...
Sounds like the real Phil Collins, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I listen to this once a day, twice if I'm feeling a little disheartened. Hearing my voice like that reminds me of my strength, Yasmin. My power. The journey I've taken to be a fantastic leader. You can go on this journey too.
With a Phil Collins song?
This is a real opportunity for you. Your genesis.
Oh my God.
Okay, look. The almighty Phil may not be your jazz, but find out who is. Beyonce, Madonna, whoever. Channel them. Show me your leadership potential, because I see something special in you. Something I know you don't see in yourself. You've been in this role, what, a month now? It's time to step up, starting with Potsdam next week. This is a very special time for me, Yasmin. The investors wooing me at the moment are the elite. They can smell my ambition and are hunting me like Leoparden on the Serengeti. And I'm just reeling them in. So I've invited them to Potsdam to a two-day off-site. A chance to taste life at IKB. And they'll expect fireworks. Razzling, dazzling. A first-class experience that you will provide them.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't Potsdam already booked?
Oh, don't worry. I've handpicked the three most essential investors. Tim, Tom and Tony. You can easily squeeze them in.
I don't know, Ivor. I'm juggling a lot. I've still got to organize the actual program for Potsdam.
It's all about yes, Yasmin. As manager of customer service and sales, your guiding motto is simple. Yes. Very easy to remember.
Right.
Heavy wears the crown that bears all that responsibility.
Huh?
Eldest of seven siblings, most of whom still live at home, along with your granddad and his latest wife, and your Uncle Dennis, who just can't seem to keep a job.
How do you know all of that?
People think I'm blind up here on the eighth floor, but I see everything.
I put those staplers back, I swear.
Your mother and father seem like reasonable people, but it can't be easy subsidizing the whole family like that. If this goes well, there's a healthy bonus there for you. Say, 5 figures?
5 figures?
That would help with things at home, wouldn't it?
But you have to dazzle like you have never dazzled before.
I can dazzle. See? Jazz hands.
Not exactly what I had in mind.
Of course. I'll work on it. Right. I'm off. Lots to organize. Very exciting.
Yasmin, one more thing. You better get comfortable letting go of some of your pals.
What?
You heard me. Have a good day.
So, Ivor was busting your balls.
He was on me like cheese on toast. I couldn't get away. Investor this, investor that.
With a nice little sweetener.
Yeah, so what? A bit of incentive to deal with you nutters.
And Mike.
Yeah, well, Mike was his own undoing. To the lobby, folks. Check in, get your room keys, and no side trips to the bar.
Hope the walls aren't too thin here, yes.
Get a way out of that, Luke. I'm your boss, don't forget.
I know. No hanky-panky. We've been very good. I was just saying I hope the walls aren't too thin, because, you know, you snore like a parakeet.
Parakeet?
Yep, loudest snorers out there. Used to have one as a pet.
You're full of shite.
Yasmin, just the woman I wanted to see. Everything ready for Tom, Tim, and Tony's arrival? Car? Room? Vasa? None of this local stuff. San Pellegrino only.
Yeah, I emailed them about it.
Well, run along and check that it's been chilled to a perfect minus 20 degrees. And that their rooms are facing easterly on the western front and westerly on the eastern front.
Is that even...
Oh, and you must babysit Mike.
What? Isn't he like 23 or something?
He messaged me at 6:17 a.m. this morning with what was a very sweaty red face and a caption, "Fighting fit for the off-site."
Yeah. He's an enthusiastic little chap.
Then he accidentally sent me a video of him in the changing rooms. I could tell it was accidental because his naked butt cheek was plastered to the camera and he was singing that irritating song. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
I wonder sometimes if he was dropped on his head.
Keep him away from me. And more importantly, the investors. I don't want him screwing this up.
Ah, that's a bit harsh. It's Mike. What's the worst he can do?
To realize what I lied to you, baby, what I lied to you. Oh, yeah!
Hello, Yuda. How are you? Long time no chat.
I'm good, Luke. Do you have a moment?
Sure, fire away.
I've just been speaking with my colleagues here at the Startup Academy about your business plan. It's such a shame Doug decided to go to Bali. You have a very solid idea.
Thanks, I thought so too.
So what about coming to Amsterdam on your own?
Wow, really? I just assumed with Doug out, I was out too.
Well, maybe we could help you find another co-founder.
I'd have to talk to Doug about the logistics, ownership, and that.
Of course, just wanted to extend the offer for you to come alone.
Thanks. I'll really consider it. When do you need to know by?
Reach out to Doug as soon as you can. See what he says, then come back to me. We'll go from there.
Sure, I'll do it straight away.
Good talking.
You go back and tell him to be reasonable. What kind of hotel is this?
Yes, what's going on? Everything all right?
No! We need an extra 20 rooms, and Karen here...
My name is Ulrika.
...seems to think it's unreasonable to have them all facing east.
Why do they have to be...
Luke, don't get involved. We're paying a lot of cash in this place.
I'm sorry, miss, but it is physically impossible. The hotel is nearly booked out. You're lucky I have rooms for you. Do you want us to build a new wing?
Yes. Now we're talking. See, when you actually use your head, you have some good ideas.
Yaz, let's step back. Take a breather. We can solve this later.
No, Eva's waiting.
Come on.
Luke, what are you doing in the closet?
Shh, Yaz, I think I hear someone.
How did you even find this place?
Looking for the toilet.
And you just happened upon a random closet? You're nuts.
You okay?
Ivor's driving me bonkers. It's supposed to be 3 investors. Now it's fucking 20.
You know my thoughts on this.
I'm not quitting. Bosses are bloody bosses. They're all cray-cray.
But they don't have to be. I wouldn't have been.
Well, you don't know that, do you?
Maybe I'll find out. Amsterdam called. They want me to come alone.
Oh my god! That's amazing!
Thanks, but shh. Someone will hear you.
It's bloody brilliant, Luke. I'm delighted for you.
That means a lot. Thanks.
We shouldn't.
I know. I just...
Yasmin, Luke, what the hell?
Like, what are you doing?
I could ask you the same thing.
Mikey boy, get out of here. We're having a meeting and this isn't a share with everyone.
Do I have to remind you that you're Luke's boss?
I know. We're talking about his performance.
Oh, come on.
I brought her in here, Mike. She just needed a little breather.
Dudes, I know what you were doing. Surprised everyone else didn't hear. Yasmin, you've got to start taking this job seriously. I know you want to be bunking off with Luke. He's a stand-up chap. I'd spend all day with him if I could.
Thanks, mate.
But you're our boss. People look up to you. You can't be fucking around like this.
I know.
Look, you can count on me. I won't breathe a word to Ivor. You know his policy on dating colleagues. He'd have a shit fit.
That's not a real thing, Mike.
Yes, it is. It's in the company handbook. Yasmin, you've read it, right?
Sure.
Page 34, paragraph 4.3. Under no circumstances can employees fornicate. Ugh. How have you not read the company handbook, Luke? You've been here 2 years.
When are you leaving, Mike?
I'm leaving.
It's the right decision.
For fuck's sake.
Wait, Yasmin. One other thing. Gotta stop sitting with the team and bitching about the boss. You are the boss.
Fuck you, Mike. Get out of here.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Damn, it's Ivor. Oh my god. What now? Yeah? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll be there. 2 minutes. Okay. Okay, Ivor. I have to hang up if you want. Dickhead hung up on me. What are you doing now? There's a bloody drama with these investors. I could really do with your help.
Sorry, I've got one rule. No dealing with Ivor before lunch. Can't you blow it off?
I can't just tell my boss I'm not coming. Forget about it.
Yes, come on. Don't be pissed. Yes!
Monsieur Georges, don't cry.
What?
I'm not crying, Zoe.
Those little Australian tears are wasted here. What's that expression? You snooze, you lose.
I didn't snooze.
You were like a little snail, but with attitude, still very slow. Yasmin pined over you for months. I told her no willy is worth giving you wrinkles. Not sad wrinkles, Beyonce.
Are they rooting or just pashing?
Georges, mon amour. Where in Australia are you from again? A little village in the outback? Of course they're not just kissing. This is not high school.
How long?
Je sais pas. A little while, just before her promotion, I think.
Right, so he did shaft me then.
Are you blind? Yasmin is a très chaude. A little spice in your Guinness.
I know, but I asked him for advice and he spun me a yarn. Luke might be all right, but he's no Bruce.
That would be you then?
Too right, and I'm gonna charm the pants off everyone.
Yasmin, give Tim some water. And Tony, und me auch. Yasmin, where's my laptop?
Yasmin, these sandwiches are warm. Are we trying to give people food poisoning? Yasmin, move that projector 3 inches to the right. You're right. Tail it 45 degrees north. And iota back.
That may help.
Perfect. Leave it. Don't touch it.
Oh, my God. I was happy. Hallelujah. Thanks, George.
No worries. You all right?
Hanging in there.
Are these all the investors?
Yeah, and Ivor's just sprung this old school, I need a projector presentation on me. Like, are we back in the 1990s?
Well, you know, Germans. They're very modern and efficient.
Lies. All lies. He can barely send an email and has a bloody VHS player in his office.
Well, you're handling it all pretty well. Not a bead of sweat inside.
You haven't seen these beauties.
You're a rot old sweaty Betty there. Need some deodorant.
Yasmin, I have this very important phone call I must take. Entertain our guests, and if I'm not back in exactly 20 minutes, start the presentation. What do you mean the check bounced?
George, what the fuck am I gonna do?
No worries. We've got this.
G'day, mate.
Tim, is it? Rumour has it you're one of the top equity investors in Germany. Pleasure to meet you.
Dominic, that's a fine handshake you've got there, mate. You crack me up, Tony. Have you heard the one about the poodle and the investor? All this? Oh, there's only one woman to thank, and that's the delightful Yasmin.
Oh, stop it, George. I can't take all the credit.
Oh, you can take a bit of it. Ivor won't mind.
I'm back. Now, where were we? Click play on the projector, Yasmin. Hop to it. We don't have all day. Right. Here are our very healthy projections for the next 6 months.
You, me, dinner tonight. And I won't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm. Luke. This, what you have, it's not contagious, right?
I'm not sick.
That's for me to judge. Oh, okay, phew. It looks like normal self-loathing and doubt. Contagious to some. But not me, of course. Why do you drink shitty beer when IKB pays?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Waiter, please. We will have a double tequila with a splash of lime and a cherry, and not your cheap shit, s'il vous plaît.
Sure.
So, Choufleur, dis-moi, what has you so melancholic? And don't tell me it's Yasmin. I will punch you in the face. So?
Well, you told me not to tell.
Oh, mon Dieu, t'es fou! Oh, what happened with Amsterdam? I heard they called you.
How did you hear that? Did Yas tell you?
Does it matter? What have you decided?
No clue.
You want to stay because of Little Guinness?
Partly, and, I haven't told anyone this, but, what if I fail? Like, what if I'm shit?
Of course you're going to be shit! What do you know about business? You go to Amsterdam in your knickers like a little baby needing helping.
What?
Nobody knows anything. That is what this is for. You make mistakes, but you need to have a vagina, Duke.
I've got balls.
You think balls are better, stronger, more powerful than a vagina? No. I don't have time to educate you. You just need to grow a vagina and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Here, your drinks, man.
You did well, mon chouchou. Let's hope they taste as good as they look.
Hello?
Yasmin, I need you to come up here.
To your room, Ivor?
Yes. I leave the key outside the door.
Can't you just tell me what you need?
Don't ask questions. Just come up now.
Ivor, you there? Ivor? It's very dark in here. Where are you?
In here.
Oh, sweet Jeebus. Oh, oh, no. It's okay. I'm not leaving. I'm just...
Don't look at me.
Believe me, I'm trying not to... Food poisoning? The egg sandwich?
No, don't mention it.
Pass me that water. I'm only going to say this once. You need to be me tonight immediately. Take the investors out to dinner.
All of them?
No, Yasmin, just some of them. Yes, all of them. The restaurant is booked. It's all sorted, but you need to dazzle. Excite, rouse this bunch of morons! Don't call them that, okay?
Okay.
The details are on the desk in my room. Now go, because I'm about to vomit. And our father-daughter bond is merely a sapling in the forest of life.
Radio, I'm out of here. Hop to it, Mikey boy. Ivor is sick as shit, and he wants me to wine and dine these bloody investors tonight. You're coming with, Lackey. You're better at this sucking up shit. So, George, how do you feel about turning our date into, like, a group thing? Tim, more wine? Tom, another beer? Mike! Glad you could finally join us. You took your sweet ass time.
Perfection doesn't come easily, Yasmin. Do you think I wake up looking this good? Besides, I had to collect these two ragamuffins.
Ahoy, Captain Yasmin.
Ahoy.
Are you lame-o's drunk?
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila.
Four.
Mike, why did you bring them?
Luke is an asset. Best investor schmoozer ever.
After four tequilas?
Yeah.
Fine. Just make sure they don't puke on the investors.
God, this food is a beaut. In small portions, but who was hungry anyway? Right, Tim?
Yeah, Georg. It's a certainly fine cuisine.
Good choice of restaurant, though.
I was going to bring us somewhere a little less fancy, as so we lucked out tonight.
Oh, you guys had dinner plans?
Yeah. Luke, we did.
Right.
Guess we're all dating now. Real Berlin.
Free and easy, eh?
Shh, guys. You know, it's frowned upon.
You got a date to date, though. Right, Luke? Not just...
More wine, anyone?
Yeah. Top her up there, Yaz.
Food is really tasty. Reminds me of that time you cooked for me, Yaz.
When was that?
Oh, remember, recently enough. It was delicious. It's the best I've ever had.
Yeah? What did you cook, Yaz? Wouldn't mind trying it myself.
No, Mike, I don't cook.
You did that night.
Well, Yasmin's planning to try some of my cooking soon.
Oh.
It comes highly rated.
Man, I am missing out on all this free food.
Yeah, you are. Let's change the subject, okay? So, Tim, did you know that we hired our 150th employee last week?
150s? I thought... IKB had over 200 employees, 246 to be exact.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Must have just gotten my numbers mixed up.
Oh, we have a whole load of fake employees.
More wine, Tim?
To get started, I don't need a letter. I'm very resourceful. I think with a 200,000 euro injection, we could be up and running in 6 months.
200,000 euros?
Oui, pocket change.
Do you have a business plan?
Mais bien sûr.
Are you from around here, Mike? Where do the kids hang out these days?
Are you looking to party? I can hook us up.
I wouldn't mind a little nightcap later, somewhere buzzy.
Not a problem, senor. I'm your man.
Right. We're all paid up. The investors have fucked off back to the hotel. I'm out of here. Zoe, you coming?
But now the party can really start.
No, I'm gone.
I've had enough free tequila for one night.
We'll walk back with you gals.
So, where's the party at, Junge?
Oh, we're ready to party, Tim. How does Potsdam's Gentlemen's Club sound?
Yeah, it klingt gut. Lass uns gehen.
Sorry, didn't get that. But you're up for it.
Yeah, Mike. Let's go.
Mike, if this is not the place, I'm out of here. I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, this search is taking too long.
Guys, this is it. I found it, I swear.
You said that at every other place.
Ladies, your sharing this evening has been very special. Thank you for opening your hearts.
Whoop, whoop. Where's the party at?
Mike, I don't think this is a gentleman's club. I'm pretty sure that post over there reads support group for abused strippers.
Yeah, it does. But there's food, look.
No, this is the place.
Gentlemen, how may we help you?
Wait here, boys. My fine lady, you're looking beautiful tonight. As are all your friends. We're looking for an event that was advertised on Facebook. See?
This is that event.
See? Told you we were in the right place.
Can we eat your food?
And then he tugged at my skirt and said, Mommy, read me a bedtime story.
Tim, would you like to share?
I'm sorry if I've ever objectified you, Lucy.
We've never met.
I know. Aunt, the Lucy's. Me too.
I've definitely objectified the Lucy's of the world.
Luke, isn't this beautiful?
Morning, Ivor. You're looking a lot less pasty today.
I'm a new man, Yasmin. Are you familiar with Zayn Malik?
Unfortunately.
The real talent of that band. The unsung hero, so to speak.
A true Bill Collins in the making.
Now you're getting it. Mike is no Zayn Malik. What happened last night is...
unfortunate.
Yasmin, he took the investors to a strip club. Yeah, it wasn't even a strip club. That I could perhaps have forgiven. An event for abused strippers. Tim is barely functioning today. He's traumatized.
I heard he was quite the sharer.
How did you let that happen?
Tim obviously had stuff he wanted to get off his chest.
I'm talking about leaving Mike alone with the investors.
I thought they'd all gone back to the hotel. Didn't realize Tim and his pals were hiding in the jacks.
Now be smart. You created this mess. Now you must clean it. I want Mike gone.
From Potsdam?
No, completely. He's gone. Out. Goodbye. Now!
Oh, come on. It was a little mistake. Can't we just give Tim a few slaps, maybe a bottle of whiskey, and make it into some awkward laughs in Potsdam?
Nein. And Yasmin, you must do it now.
Firing Mike is like taking a kid's bag of jellies and stomping on them till there's squishy mush under my shoe. He'll be gutted.
Squishy mush it is, Yasmin. Squishy mush it is.
Yes, can I join you?
I don't really care, Luke.
About the dinner last night, I'm sorry, I wasn't on my best behavior, just seeing you with George gets me a little riled.
No shit.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, of course.
I just don't get it. I thought we had something nice, but then you tell me you can't date colleagues, but you're obviously doing something with George.
I'm not.
Weren't you going to go on a date with him?
Yeah, I suppose. But you know I've always liked him. long before anything happened between you and me.
I thought he wasn't interested.
Well, it seems he is now.
Because he's seen you and me together.
No. Sure, when would he have anyway?
So what, you're dating now?
I don't know. But aren't you fucking off to Amsterdam? Like, what's happening there?
I haven't decided yet. I'm still figuring it out. I was talking to Zoe last night and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's been there for me, yeah?
And I haven't?
Not exactly.
I can't even think about this right now. After your little strip bar escapade last night, Ivor wants me to fire Mike.
What? No way.
Yep, way.
Oh, come on, Yes. That's not a fireable offense.
Apparently, Tim hasn't left his room in 12 hours. Rocking himself back and forth, whispering something about bedtime stories. I don't bloody know.
Shit.
Yeah, shit.
You're not gonna do it?
No, of course not. I'm just gonna tell my big boss to go fuck himself.
Well, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You haven't even called Amsterdam back. You're a bigger coward than I am.
So you're just gonna follow that fool, do whatever he says?
Yeah, it's called having a boss. You'd know what that was like if you ever did some work.
Oh, the tables have turned now, haven't they?
Yeah, Lukey boy, they have. I'm the one who does the work now. I should go find Mike. Break the bad news to the little wart.
You don't have to. We could pack our stuff and leave.
To Amsterdam?
I don't.
It's okay. It's nice that you have options. But I don't.
Since when does Ivor send you voice messages?
Oh, God!
Now, Yasmin! Now!
Man, why is it so foggy in here?
Yas? Is that you?
Mike! There you are! Butt naked too! I was not expecting that.
Yas, it's FKK in here! Free the naked body!
Come on.
If it makes you more comfortable, I'll cover the boys with my face cloth.
Let's hope it doesn't get too much hotter in here. I'll be wiping my face with my ball sweat.
Sit.
No, this can...
Come on, you're here now. This will be fun. Sweating together. Boss and employee bonding time.
Sure.
How you doing? Last night was a great success, wasn't it?
Depends who you ask.
I'd a blast. Tim and the lads are stand-up guys. We'd be lucky to have them. You've got some sturdy-looking thighs there, Yas. Do you work out? Or maybe you ride horses?
I could picture you growing up on a farm.
Jeez, it's very hot in here. Look, Mike, I'm sorry. There's no easy way to say this. We've got to let you go. You're fired. Why did you have to take the investors to a strip club?
But it wasn't a strip club. I misunderstood the German. It was an event for abused strippers.
That's even worse. A strip club we could have written off. Now they're all upstairs regretting their life choices.
This order is from Ivor?
Direct from the horse's mouth. I know it's totes awkward. I would have waited until after Potsdam to cut you loose, but you know Ivor doesn't like to be reminded of your failures. Sure, why do you think Conrad was booted so quickly? And all he did was forget to send an invoice. So, yeah. I was thinking I'd call you a joy later. Maybe when everyone's having dinner. Not sneak you out exactly, but just... God, you're sweaty!
Allô, ma chérie. How did it go avec Mike? No temper tantrums, I hope.
How did you... You've been talking to Luke?
Oh, no.
Of course. You just know everything.
Chérie, it's my job.
Actually, your job is... Well, I don't really know.
Have I taught you nothing, Yasmin? Lesson number 34. Be so invaluable. No one knows what you do. So, dis-moi, what did Mike say?
Not much.
Of course. Of course. C'est le choc. First stages of grief.
No, come on.
Oui, choc is the first stage. Mark my words. When am I ever wrong? Anyway, I'm going swimming.
Don't we have a meeting now? God, no one is doing any work.
Yasmin, come here.
No, Luke, I don't want to talk.
Who said anything about talking?
Luke, what are we doing in here again?
Continuing where we left off earlier.
Yasmin! I don't mean to interrupt you, but seeing as you were the big boss lady, this is a situation for you.
I've been stabbed in the heart and twice in the back!
Before one of the investors sees him.
Non, je peux pas. I can't get any mech on my shoes.
Fuck! Luke, help me. Come on, buddy. Let's get you upstairs. Maybe a nice hot bath to soothe you, hmm? Would you like that?
Yeah. Why, Aspen? Why? I thought we had something special.
I know, Mikey. I know.
I'd send him good morning smiley faces, and he'd give me a thumbs up. When I bought him cigars for his birthday, we smoked one together. I'd even booked us into the mentor-mentee conference next month. Now who will I go with?
Poor little guy. He's all tuckered out after his crazy outburst.
Love those funny things to you.
Do you think he loves Ivor?
In his mic way, yeah, probably.
And Ivor's completely oblivious. Bet if I ask him on Monday, he'll be like, Mike, who?
It was nicer earlier, you know, in the closet.
Yeah. Good thing no one saw us, though.
Why?
I just don't need the extra hassle at the moment, Luke.
Being with me is hassle.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm just dealing with Ivor and his crazy, and Mike and...
George and...
Well, yeah.
What does he have?
Well, he supports me.
Huh, does he? Maybe I should go date Zoe then.
Maybe you should.
Fine. Always wanted an ambitious, knows-everything, slightly scary French woman as my girlfriend.
Well, then you're all set.
Great.
George, were you waiting for me?
Yeah. How's Mike? Heard about his meltdown.
Sedated.
Shit.
No, just what a little brandy Luke had. Calmed him right down.
Luke. Right.
Yeah. He was close by when Mike flipped out.
Always in the right spot, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like a little parasite. Always feeding off you.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, not really. He's a good guy, Luke.
Yeah? Is he? I really just want to pass you right now. You're blushing.
You have that effect on me.
You sure you don't want me to just ignore you? Pretend I'm not interested?
What?
Maybe Luke was right. Play hard to get with you and you'll lap it up.
Oh my god, what did that kid do now?
So, a while back I stupidly went to him for some advice about you, thinking it was one brother to another, you know? But no, he was just giving me shitty advice so he could get in there himself.
What?
Yeah, told me to flirt with you and everything but never ask you out. Said playing hard to get would keep you keen.
No, really? Did he? Wow.
Wow, you happy about that?
No, of course not. Like, why would I be happy about that? Fucking dickhead, sabotaging you.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, George, come on. I'm gonna kill him. Just wait till I get my hands on him.
Okay, so that wasn't one of my finer moments.
You were a sneaky son of a bitch, Luke.
I just thought I was better than George.
That was your problem. You thought you were better than everyone.
No, I meant better for you.
After everything else that happened, you still think you were better for me than George?
Yes.
So what about breaking into Ivor's office?
Oh, shit. Yeah, forgot about that.
The program you have just heard, Jammy Dodgers by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent, was performed by Bridget Leahy as Zoe, Jessica Okapu as Yasmin, Mike Walsh as Luke, Sean McManus as George, Paul Nugent as Conrad and Mike, Kobolahan Salame Salami as Ned, Sean McManus as Peter and George, Tim Casey as Ivor.
This program was co-funded by Comisión na Mban with the television license fee.